Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
State Senator Sean Ryan. Senator, I know it's been a busy week. Appreciate you making some time for us this morning.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. We wrapped up the budget in Albany yesterday afternoon, so it was great to be able to be home in Buffalo last night.
Now, we'll get to Tesla in a minute, but I want to ask you a few budget things. First, just looking over the budget, what are you happy about looking at this budget that just passed?
Sure. It was a crazy budget year. We had an eclipse, we had an earthquake, and we had a cyber attack. So it was not without its ups and downs. In terms of the Western New York perspective, there's a few big things. One is, I announced a housing plan a few weeks ago, and we were able to get primarily all 3 points of that housing plan in the budget, and that's super good for Buffalo. For years, they created a housing policy that worked for New York City and then tried to make it fit for the rest of the state, and it never really did. So I proposed a plan to do infill housing, a plan to help small landlords rehab their units to get units that are offline back online, and some help for people who are struggling to pay their rent and need what we call a one-shot deal to help keep people in their apartments. So by and large, this is a pilot program that's going to start in Buffalo, and it'll spread to the rest of the state.
We know it was a big part of this before it was taken out, was the governor wanted to cut some of the funding, not completely, but a percentage of funding for certain school districts. Now, that did not go into the budget. Was that something you were supporting, or was that something that you helped get out of the budget?
No, we helped get that out of the budget and restore the cuts to education. It was nearly $1 billion the governor had proposed, and it would all come from several Western New York school districts. So we were able to reverse her plan to cut foundation aid. And that's good news for the school districts, certainly in Western New York, but around the state also.
A lot of focus has been on the climate initiatives in the past few budgets, especially since Governor Hochul took over. And one of those things was the, elimination of new builds when it comes to fossil fuels. We've heard 2030, 2035 in the budget. Now it says New York's climate law requires the state to largely phase out fossil fuels by 2050. Is this the state just continuing to push that number back and back, or was that never really a concrete number? Is it still not a concrete number? Where does that stand? Where's this 2050 year? Is that a concrete year, or is that something that can move?
Everything's movable. So we put together an aggressive plan to help decarbonize a New York state. And why are we doing this as a state? Because the federal government can't get its act together, right? So the states are trying to do their thing, which makes it a little bit difficult. Certainly a federal approach would be way better. But in terms of the goalposts, we have these general goals we want to meet. Those goals are movable. We want to achieve them. But there's just been a lot of chaos about what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. You know, is it going to be no new builds with gas? Are we going to come, you know, take people's stoves away? It's just been generally chaotic, and it's led to a lot of confusion amongst residents, but also businesses. You know, I had Sumitomo was up in Albany last week talking about, you know, their long-term needs, and also, but a need just to have certainty. You know, that's a big plant, several thousand employees. But they don't make decisions, you know, based on a year or two out. They make them on 20 years out. So they really drove home the point of, you know, we need to stick with goals and not change them and make them sooner. So we've been really working together with this idea of need to come up with a comprehensive plan, you know, get out of this idea of bans and let's have a better plan.
Now, when it comes to criminal justice, Senator, you've talked with me enough. You know, if something retails on the budget, we're talking about it. I'm 8 years removed from retail, but let me tell you, you know, it was to the point in retail that if you saw someone walking out with something, you would just let them go. You didn't want to, you know, risk your safety or anyone in the stores. Now, the governor is cracking down on retail theft, making it a felony. Did I read that correct? If assaulting a retail worker, a felony. What do you think about the crackdown on retail theft?
Yeah, I mean, retail theft has changed since your time in retail. I mean, it used to be, you know, teenagers, you know, minor shoplifters. Post-pandemic, it's become organized rings, paying people to go into stores and just sort of empty out certain products. And those products are quickly resold online often. But we really put together a plan working closely with the retail community to focus on these rings. Under the governor's leadership, the state troopers are going to have a brand new division just focusing on this. So we like the way we're going on this, but we, you know, we can't ignore a problem like retail theft and hope that it just goes away. So we took some proactive steps that I think are going to have a good outcome. And then to go back to what's good for Buffalo. So, you know, we were able to hold the $250 million investment coming to the University of Buffalo to start Empire AI. So there'll be an institute hosted at the University of Buffalo, which should really bring top research scientists from around the world into UB to do research. So we're really pleased with that. And we think that'll have a real long-term impact on our economy. We put good labor standards attached to that money to make sure the work that's done to build the facility will all be done with local union labor. So we have real high hopes about AI at the University of Buffalo. We want UB to keep growing. It's one of the economic drivers in our region. And the other school we're always trying to take care of is Buffalo State College. You know, we know they've had ups and downs. Their enrollment's down right now. But we were able to secure, with the help of the West New York delegation, Monica Wallace, assembly member, worked very hard on this, an additional $65 million to help stressed SUNY campuses, to make it so we can rebuild Buff State College to something that we can be very proud of.
Final budget question before we get to Tesla. You know, this is something that obviously Senator Ryan has been, you know, puts the two sides against each other, right? This is a very left versus right topic, and it's the $2.4 billion to support so-called migrant services in the state. What do you think of that number?
You know, it's another thing. It's a federal problem that the states and the locals have to end up taking care of. So, you know, governors from the southern states started shipping asylum seekers to New York City, dropping them off there and saying, now you take care of it. So it's an expensive problem. You know, we would like it to go away. until the federal government figures out the border, we're going to have more and more people being dropped off in New York State and being told it's a state problem now. So we wish the federal government would step up to the plate, come up with a real immigration policy and a real solution for the southern border. But until they do so, it's going to go to New York State taxpayers to have to fix. So I don't think there's a left-right divide that we need secure borders. And that's what the federal government's been unable to do for a generation.
Now to the news, Tesla laying off 285 employees in Buffalo. Obviously, everything that happens at this plant gets the focus because of the $1 billion spent to build and equip this factory. Senator Ryan, what's your reaction to Tesla cutting 14% of the workforce in that building?
Tesla has just been a sort of a low-grade headache from the get-go. I chair the Economic Development Committee in the Senate, and that deal never would have gotten through today's Senate with the scrutiny that we put on these deals. But Governor Cuomo decided this was the best thing for Western New York and Buffalo. It really just turned out to be the best thing for press releases and groundbreaking and ribbon cutting. But Tesla has not lived up to its hype. You know, there's a real question, Joe, if Elon Musk and Tesla, do they even know they have a company in Buffalo? Because they never really seem to put focus on it. You know, the layoffs, of course, awful. But it's sort of part and parcel to this whole deal with Tesla. And that's why when we did the UBAI with $250 million, we put a lot of strings on that. You know, reporting requirements, what's the economic goals we want to reach. The Cuomo administration didn't do any of that with Tesla. And I think we can highlight one thing over the last few weeks. Of course, the layoffs. But remember, this was supposed to be a solar production facility. Tesla put up solar panels on their building last month. That's where the solar panels were made. Not in Buffalo. They were made in China. And I just think that speaks volumes for Tesla's commitment to Western New York.
You talk about the strings put on the UBAI program. So when this billion was given to, I forgot the original name of the company, but now Tesla owns that plant. There's nothing the state can do. The state can't step in and really tell Tesla anything. I mean, it's out of the state's control.
There's job numbers they have to hit right now. There's still a few hundred above their job number. And if not, they have to pay New York State a penalty. Really, the best thing we put in there was the penalty. And so right now they're keeping above that number primarily to avoid paying $45 million to the state. But you know, we can't dance on the grave over there, right? There's over 1,000 people working there. You know, we want it to succeed. Like, nobody wins by saying, I told you so, on Tesla. You know, we hope against hope that it pops and it grows. But right now, the economic ripple effect that we were told was going to happen has not happened. But, you know, you always got to watch out for silver bullet projects because they almost never work. And they often die a very slow death. So it's important that we continue to really monitor economic development activity that's paid for by the taxpayers and to make sure that we get the best possible return. And that's why, you know, the Institute at the University of Buffalo in the long run, I predict, will yield much more economic benefit to Western New York than Tesla will. But we still hope with Tesla. We hope it turns into some of the original promises. But if you go back and, you know, look at the budget, it's good for Western New York. You know, we got education money. We got money for our state university systems. You know, and most importantly, we finally have a housing policy that's going to help address the vacant lots in Buffalo, make home ownership more affordable, take some of the closed down units. We think there's 4,000 residential apartments offline in Buffalo, mostly owned by older people with limited income. We want to get those back in online. It'll help take some of the stress out of our housing market. We want more people to come to Western New York, but we have to have houses to put them in.
And final thing, just you said it, and I just want to bullet point it. As of right now, Tesla is still within the required employment numbers, even with these layoffs, correct?
That's right. That's right. They, you know, they came down, but they're still above their magic number, and they've been managing to stay above that number to avoid paying the fines.
All right. Hey, State Senator Sean Ryan, always appreciate you coming on. You know, it's difficult at times to get people from the Democratic Party, so always appreciate your willingness to come on and answer the questions, and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
That's great. Look forward to coming back on your show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.